الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The title for this talk concerns what we started in the previous lecture. We just gave one lecture on this, and the first lecture was the merit of this ummah, the merit of the nation of Islam, and then the second, inshallah, there will be the merits of the companions, some of the merits of those noble companions who sincerely devoted themselves to the religion of Islam and spent their times and efforts and their lives in the support and in the propagation of the greatest creed of all. And this is the creed of Tawheed, calling mankind to the worship of Allah alone, ascribing no partners in worship with Allah. In compliance with the message they heard from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And if we want to talk about their merits, then we have to remember first the purification they received from Allah. They are the ones whom Allah spoke about in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:23. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. And among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah, that they have gone out for jihad and showed not their backs to the disbelievers. Of them, some have fulfilled their obligations and they have been martyred, and some of them are still waiting, but they have never changed. That is, they never proved treacherous to their covenant which they concluded with Allah in the least. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them in Surah Al-Bayyinah 98:8, describing them, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. In Surah Al-Bayyinah, chapter 98, verse 8. They will abide therein forever. Allah will be pleased with them and they will with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about them in Surah Al-Fath 48:18. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Indeed, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave their bay'ah, their pledge to the Prophet, to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts and He sent down a sakina, calmness and tranquility upon them, and He rewarded them with a near victory. Also, the next verse in the same chapter, Muhammadun Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. محمد رسول الله. Same chapter, verse 49. 48-29, please. Muhammad, Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who are with him are severe against disbelievers and merciful among themselves. You see them bowing and falling down prostrate in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah and His good pleasure. The mark of them, that is of their faith, is on their faces, foreheads, from the traces of their prostitution during prayers. This is their description in the Torah, but their description in the Injil is like and the gospel is like a sown seed which sends forth its shoot, then makes it strong. It then becomes thick and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the souls that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. Allah has promised those among them who believe and do righteous good deeds forgiveness and a mighty reward. That is paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further described them in Surah Al-Hashr, verses 8 and 9. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. We send not, this is Al-Hashr, that's right, it's correct, Al-Hashr, verses 8 and 9. Naam, and those who before them had homes in Medina and had adopted the faith, love those who immigrate to them, and have no jealousy in their breasts for that which they have been given from the booty, and give them, the immigrants, preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. And whosoever is saved from his own covetousness, such are they who will be the successful. And furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them in Surah At-Tawbah 9:88-89. لكن الرسول والذين آمنوا معه جاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم وأولئك لهم الخيرات وأولئك هم المفلحون أعد الله لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك الفوز العظيم. But the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who believed with him in Tawheed strove hard and fought with their wealth and their lives in Allah's cause. Such are they for whom are the good things, and it is they who will be successful. For them has got ready gardens in paradise under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success. And furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them in the same verse, in the same chapter, chapter 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا، ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirin, those who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and the Ansar, the citizens of Medina who helped the immigrants, and also those who followed them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, paradise, to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same chapter, Surah At-Tawbah 1:117. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah has forgiven the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Muhajireen, the Muslim immigrants who left their homes and came to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar, the Muslims of Medina, who followed him, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of distress, after the hearts of a party of them had nearly deviated from the right path, but he accepted their repentance. Certainly he is unto them full of kindness, most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to persevere with them, as in Surah Al-Kahf 18, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, verse 28, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And keep yourself, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, patiently with those who call on their Lord, meaning your companions, morning and afternoon, seeking His face, and let not your eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp and glitter of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, once or one who follows his own lusts and whose affairs, deeds have been lost. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. In fact, they are the first addressed in the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:143. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Thus we have made you true Muslims, Ummah wasata, on the truth, just, real believers in Tawheed. That you be witnesses over mankind, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam be a witness over you, and we made the Qibla, the prayer direction, towards Jerusalem, which he used to face only to test those who followed the Messenger Muhammad from those who would turn on their heels and disobey the Messenger. Indeed, it was great and heavy except for those whom Allah guided, and Allah would never make your faith prayers to be lost, meaning those which you prayed before towards Jerusalem. Truly Allah is full of kindness, the most merciful towards mankind. Hope, hi all, hi to you. And also in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran, in chapter 3:110. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. You true believers in Tawheed are the best of people ever raised for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong from shirk and evil. And you believe in Allah, and had the people of the scripture believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are some who have faith, but most of them are fasiqun, disobedient to Allah and rebellious against Allah's command. And in Surah Al-Imran as well, chapter 3, verses 172 and 174, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحُ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. And those who answered the call of Allah and His Messenger after being wounded, for those of them who did good deeds and feared Allah, there is a great reward. Those the believers unto whom the people, the hypocrites, said, verily the people, the pagans, have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith. And they said, Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of all affairs. And what a great wording again to Ibn Mas'ud. You remember what we said about Ibn Mas'ud last night? The wordings of Ibn Mas'ud, how close they are to the wording of the Prophet ﷺ. He described the companions where he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Allah had looked into the hearts of creation. فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. To find that the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the best of the hearts of creation. فاصطفاه لنفسه, so he chose him for himself. فابتعثه برسالته, and thus he sent him with his message. ثم نظر في قلوب العباد بعد قلب محمد, then he looked at the hearts of the creation after Muhammad. فوجد قلوب أصحابه خير قلوب العباد, and he found the hearts of his companions the best of the hearts. فجعلهم وزراء نبيه, so he made them the deputies for his messenger, for his prophet. يقاتلون على دينه, standing to fight for the cause of the deen, of his deen. So, فما رأى المسلمون حسنا فهو عند الله حسن. Whatever the Muslims see to be good, then it is good with Allah. وما رأوه سيئا فهو عند الله سيء. And whatever they see to be wrong and evil, then it is with Allah wrong and evil. This is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. فقال الشيخ أحمد شاكر رحمه الله, الشيخ أحمد شاكر said, إسناده صحيح. Its isnad, its narration is authentic. And he Saul said, the one who wants to take a sunnah to follow, a way to follow, then let him take the sunnah or the way of those who died before. فإن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة, because the living cannot be secure from being inflicted with the fitna. فأولئك أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best, those are the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of their ummah, their hearts, the best hearts of this ummah, and most firm in knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them to be in the company of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and to establish the deen. فَعَرِفُوا لَهُمْ حَقَّهُمْ, so you should know what they deserve from their rights. وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهَدِيهِمْ, and hold to their guidance. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, certainly they are on the true and upright guidance. These were the words of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Inshallah we'll continue, and we're going to speak about inshallah the merits of overall the Ansar, those of the people in Medina who welcomed the immigrants, and also we'll speak about the merits of the immigrants as well, and then we move to talk specifically about the merits of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq first, and then that of Umar, and then that of Uthman, and that of Ali. May Allah be pleased with all of them.
After this introduction, we need to know and introduce some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to benefit from their stories and their acceptance and entrance into the faith of Islam or the fold of Islam. The first to talk about is the Islam of Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija, the Islam of the mother of the believers, Khadija. May Allah be pleased with her. In the narration reported by Urwa ibn Zubayr, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he said that a neighbor of Khadija bint Khuwaylid told him that he heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to Khadija, O Khadija, wallahi, by Allah, la a'budu al-lat, I worship not al-lat. Al-lat is one of the idols of the pagans. Wallahi la a'budu al-uzza abada, by Allah, I never worship the Uzza, another idol. The narrator said, and Aisha and Khadija responded, خَلِّ اللَّات خَلِّ الْعُزَّى. Let the leave and abandon the Lat and abandon the Uzza. And it's likely that this was before the prophethood. And in the narration by Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤيا الصالحة في النوم. She said, the commencement of the divine inspiration to Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the form of righteous, good, true dreams. فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح, which came through like bright daylight. ثم حبب إليه الخلاء, and then the love of seclusion was bestowed upon him. فكان يخلو بغار حراء, so he used to go to or in seclusion in the cave of حراء. فيتحنث فيه وهو التعبد الليالي ذوات العدد قبل أن ينزع إلى أهله, where he used to worship Allah alone continuously for many nights before returning to or his desire to see his family. ويتزود لذلك, and he used to take with him the journey food for the stay. ثم يرجع إلى خديجة فيتزود لمثلها, then come back to his wife Khadija to take his food likewise again. حتى جاءه الحق وهو في غار حراء, till suddenly the truth descended upon him while he was in the cave of حراء. فجاءه الملك, the angel came to him, فقال اقرأ, and asked him to read. قال ما أنا بقارئ, the Prophet ﷺ said, I don't know how to read. فأخذني فغطني حتى بلغ مني الجهد ثم أرسلني. The Prophet added, then the angel caught me forcefully and pressed me so hard that I could not hear or could not bear it anymore. Then he released me and again asked me to read, and I replied, I don't know how to read. فأخذني فغطني الثانية حتى بلغ مني الجهد. Thereupon he caught me again and pressed me a second time till I could not bear it anymore. ثم أرسلني. He then released me and again asked me to read, but again I replied, I don't know how to read. فأخذني فغطني الثالثة. Thereupon he caught me for the third time and pressed me and then released me and said, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists, has created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. فرجع بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرجف فؤاده. Then Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم returned with the inspiration and with his heart beating severely. فدخل على خديجة بنت خويلد رضي الله عنها. Then he went to خديجة بنت خويلد, may Allah be pleased with her, and said, زملوني زملوني, cover me, cover me. فزملوه حتى ذهب عنه ضوء. So they covered him till his fear was over. فقال لخديجة وأخبرها الخبر. And then after that he told Khadija everything that had happened and said, فقالت خديجة, she said, كلا والله ما يخزيك الله أبدا. She said, never by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. إنك لتصل الرحم وتحمل الكل وتكسب المعدوم وتقري الضيف وتعين على نوائب الحق. You keep good relations with your kith and kin, help the poor and the destitute, serve your guests generously, and assist the deserving calamity afflicted ones. فانطلقت به خديجة حتى أتت به ورقة ابن نوفل بن أسد بن عبد العزة. خديجة then accompanied him to her cousin, Waraqa bin Nawfal bin Asad bin Abd al-Uzza, who during the period of ignorance, وكان امرأة تنصر في الجاهلية, became a Christian and used to be writing with Hebrew letters. كان يكتب الكتاب العبراني, فيكتب من الإنجيل ما شاء الله أن يكتب. He would write from the gospel in Hebrew as much as Allah wished him to write. وكان شيخا كبيرا قد عمي, and he was an old man and had lost his eyesight. فقالت خديجة يا ابن عمي اسمع من ابن أخيك. She said to him, O my cousin, listen to the story of your nephew. فقال له ورقة يا ابن أخي ماذا ترى. ورقة asked, O my nephew, what have you seen? فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خبر ما رأى. Allah's Messenger described whatever he had seen. فقال له ورقة, هذا الناموس الذي نزل الله على موسى. This is the same one. الناموس, who keeps the secrets, meaning angel Gabriel, whom Allah had sent to Musa, to Moses. يا ليتني فيها جذعا. I wish I were young. ليتني أكون حيا إذ يخرجك قوم. I wish I were young and could live up to the time when your people would turn you out. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أو مخرجيهم, will they drive me out? ورقة said, نعم. He said, yes. He replied in the affirmative and said, لم يأتي رجل قط بمثل ما جئت به إلا عوديا. Anyone man who came with something similar to what you have brought was treated with hostility. وإن يدركني يومك أنصرك نصرا مؤزرا. And if I should remain alive till the day when you will be turned out, then I would support you strongly. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَنْشَبْ وَرَقَ أَنْ تُوُفِّيَ وَفَتَرَ الْوَحِيِ. After a few days, Waraqa died and the divine inspiration was paused for a while. And when he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning Khadija, because she died before the obligations and the rulings of the Quran, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw her by a river from the rivers of paradise. في بيت من قصب لا صخب فيه ولا نصب, neither in a palace, neither any noise nor any toil in it, without any noise or any toil therein. And in a report when asked about Waraqa bin Nawfal, he, in this report, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, فَبْصَرْتُهُ, I saw him inside, in paradise, with garment of silk on him. This is reported by Abu Ya'la, and in its narration, is a narrator who is weak. His name is Mujalid. And Al-Haythami said the rest of the men of the narration are the men of As-Sahih. And for every part of the statement of this report, there are supporting evidences. So it may rank to being authentic by supporting evidences. So from this, we learned about the merit of Khadija radiallahu anha and her bravery and her good insight and it is affirmed from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said concerning the woman in paradise that the best of the women of paradise are four. Maryam bint Imran, the mother of Jesus, and Fatima bint Muhammad, Fatima, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa Khadija bint Khuwaylid, and the Prophet's wife, Khadija bint Khuwaylid, and Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh. And it is also affirmed, this narration I related to you is reported by Imam Ahmad with good chains of narration. And also Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahimahullah authenticated it. And it's also affirmed in the agreed upon hadith that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ نِسَائِهَا, the best of its women, meaning of this ummah, of this nation, is Khadija bint Khuwaylid. And from this, also we learn the merit of the good wife and that she is the best help to her husband after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bearing and handling the, bearing the hardships and giving support. And from this also we learn that the one who is qualified with good character and keen upon helping those who may need help, that he may attain success. And in the hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ, and Allah is for the help, meaning helping his slave, as long as the slave helps his brother. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And from this also we learn that the Muslim should be keen about consultation in matters of importance and seeking the opinion and consult with those who have or are known for their righteousness and experience and who are keen to give good advice when asked. And so should keep away from those who disobey Allah and whose concern is mostly centered upon this life. That is because if they would have a good opinion, they wouldn't have such an attachment to this life and prefer it over the next one, the endless one. And from this also we learn the merits of Waraqa bin Nawfal radiallahu anhu, and that he is from the mu'mineen al-muwahideen. And from this also we learn that the concerning the way of Allah, the sunnah of Allah, his way in the creation of having the conflict between the people of truth and the people of falsehood. It's between the prophets and their enemies from the pagans. Without this conflict, the truth would not be apparent. And from this also we learn that the Muslim should be keen about supporting the prophets, meaning by calling to their way and inviting the people to this way, the way of truth, of prophethood. And also from this we learn that the merit is not in the lineage, but rather in faith and taqwa. These are some of the benefits deducted from these narrations. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.